Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold. It's tonight's varsity game between Fort Recovery and Greenville. If you were listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, you just heard the Indians blitz the Green Wave in the JV game. What was that final score, Justin?
49-21.
And we'll give you the scoring later on that one. We had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Mike Bayshore, earlier tonight. And here is that interview. Back at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, we have Mike Bayshore with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And first of all, Mike, congratulations on a nice win against Ansonia last Saturday. Certainly a come-from-behind victory there. The kids outscoring Ansonia 25-6 in the final quarter. And again, you pull the kid off the bench who gave you a great effort.
Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest win, but, you know, give a lot of credit to our kids. You know, we were down 10 going into that fourth quarter and never gave up. And then the kid you're talking about, Kobe Wendell, a sophomore off the JV, he really gave us a spark with his defensive effort. So, you know, we give him a lot of credit for sparking the rest of the kids. And then his defense was just kind of contagious the rest of the way for us.
He might end up being your ace in a hole the rest of the way. You never know.
Yeah, hey, I'll take anywhere and get it. I'm not too proud to get help from anywhere I can get help from. So whatever you got to do to win.
Well, it was a nice, it's always nice to win when you come from behind like that. I know you don't like to be in that position, but it happened, but the kids dug themselves out of the hole. Well, tonight it's the Greenville Green Wave, and they have been struggling a bit this year. Tell us about Greenville.
Well, you know, they play in the GWOG, which is a really tough conference to play in. A lot of schools that are a lot bigger than they are. They really like to get after you defensively. You know, they'll be up in the passing lanes, maybe sometimes too much. A lot of ball pressure. The Walker kid is open as soon as he steps on the court. I mean, he'll shoot from anywhere, volleyball line and beyond. He's got a green light, so, you know, he's something we got to contain with. They will jack up a lot of threes, so that's something that, you know, we got to be fortunate enough. And we haven't been in the so far this season, people not hitting them on us, so hopefully we can break that trend tonight. But I think, especially with tonight, if we can go out and do what we're capable of doing, I think they're very soft at handling pressure. So if we can get some pressure on them, make it an up-tempo game, I like our athleticism against them.
And I think your kids enjoy playing the pressure game as well.
Yeah, they like it when I turn them loose like that. So I like our chances tonight, but, you know, it's one of those ones where we can't fall asleep like we've been known to do from time to time. But we had a nice couple of days of practice, and like I said, I think that fourth quarter was kind of a sign of maybe what's to come for us and not an anomaly.
Talking about full court pressure for a moment, what is your philosophy on full court pressure? What do you like to do there?
You know, we always talk about not necessarily have to get a steal every time. We just want to speed people up, get them going out of control, force them to make their own mistakes. We don't have to gamble so much. And then my kids have the ability to, when they see it, they can go run and jump on their own. You know, they kind of freelance a little bit. You know, so we have different variety. We have four or five different man presses that we run throughout the game. Some of them are more aggressive than some of them are just to try to speed you up a little bit. So my philosophy has always been to try to make people uncomfortable when they're on offense.
Well, and certainly that's one of the keys to a pressure offense is to get the other team out of their normal sink. And you're right, it's not necessarily to steal the ball all the time. Certainly you don't want to foul on a press.
Right. We've done a really good job this year of our guards being able to pressure without fouling. You know, like I said, just to speed them up. They're a young group of kids at Greenville. Not a lot of tremendous varsity experience. So to get them out of their element, making them make quick decisions, that's kind of what we're looking forward to doing tonight.
Of course, Greenville, one of your former stops in the coaching world.
Yeah, it's where I went to school at, where I grew up at. So this is a little bit of a bittersweet kind of thing. I want to win, but, you know, I still know kids that play for that team over there, know their families and stuff, so I wish them well every night but tonight.
How about your starting five for tonight? Who's that
going
to be?
We're going with our normal Derek Judy, Grant Kanapke, and Peyton Judy, Noah Leonards, and Clay Schmitz.
Okay, a good group indeed, and a great group off the bench as well, as we all know. Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Wish you the best tonight.
Appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back with more here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver with Justin Mangold, and we're introducing the starting lineups to the fans in the stands here tonight. Let's move over to Justin Mangold. Greenville 0-8 on the year. Fort Recovery's 4-3. Indians are a heavy favorite here tonight.
Yeah, big time. Greenville's not lost, not had a game closer than 19 points this season. So they are by far the underdogs, and they will start a 6-foot sophomore, Reed Haynes, a 6'1 junior, Alex Fletcher, a 6'1 senior, Noah Walker, a 6-foot senior, Jordan Dill, and a 6'2 junior, Foster Cole. For Fort Recovery tonight, a 6'1 junior, Grant Kanapke, a 6'4 senior, Peyton Judy, a 6-foot sophomore, Derek Judy, a 6'4 sophomore, Clay Smith, and a 6'6 senior, Noah Leonards. Again, the Indians 4-3, the Green Wave 0-8.
We'll be back with the start of the game right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland would like to wish the Indians good luck in tonight's basketball game with Greenville. Go get them, Fort Recovery. And don't forget, Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cal Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Union City and Bern, Indiana. That's Cal Pharmacy, and don't forget about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the program that's right for you. Here we go. Jumping for Greenville is going to be Foster Cole. And Noah Leonard jumps for Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery gets the tap. Not so sure that Cole didn't tip it out to us, but he will take it. Derek Jeudy over to Grant Konapke, has the ball stripped away and almost stolen, but Derek Jeudy goes back and retrieves it as Reed Haynes almost stole that away.
Greenville opens in the man-to-man tonight.
Oh, and driving down the lane, beating his man is Derek Jeudy. He lays it up and in, and the Indians go out in front 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter.
I think we're going to see a lot of that tonight, a drive inside.
Tomorrow, there's a ball knocked away by Derek Jeudy, a scramble for it. Greenville comes out with it, and they call timeout to save possession. I'm out the Greenville Green Wave, so that gives us time to get a message in here. We'll be back in a moment here from the Portside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this message from one of our fine sponsors here tonight, Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Greenville with a basketball back in play here. Reed Haynes passes over to the right side, back around the horn. It goes to the left over on the wing over there. Is Haynes with the ball again, and he tries to knock it off of Clay Smith out of bounds, and instead, Fort Recovery came up with the ball, and Grant Konapke lays it in at the other end to give us a 4-0 early lead here over the Greenville Green Wave.
Fort Recovery picks up the pressure about half court here.
Reed Haynes with the ball. He'll feed it over to Jordan Dill, one of the captains for this team. Back to Haynes. Haynes is double-teamed, and he feeds it into the middle. Back to the right side. Here's the shot up and good by Jordan Dill. Nice little floater from 5 feet away on the right baseline. That makes it 4-2. Fort Recovery leads by two. Indians with the basketball. Derek Jeudy running the point. On the left side it goes to Peyton Jeudy. Clay Smith's on the left corner. Back to Grant Konapke. He'll fire one up from three. No good. Rebound Derek Jeudy of Fort Recovery. Jeudy backs it out. Out on the right wing now. And he continues to back out. Dribbling the basketball. Passing to Grant Konapke. Out top. Konapke between the circles. Right side to Peyton Jeudy. Jeudy guarded very closely. On the left side it goes to Clay Smith. He'll go baseline. He's open. He fires. He hits. Clay Smith connects. They're obviously playing Peyton Jeudy very tight.
Yeah, nice drive by Smith there on the left side. A good mid-range jumper.
For obvious reasons, Peyton Jeudy, our leading scorer. There's the ball lost out of bounds by Greenville's Reed Haynes. He is only a sophomore, by the way.
Already they will go to the bench as Tyler Beike comes into the game.
And Haynes will leave, shaking his head. Kind of discouraged here in the early going.
It really didn't go after the basketball after he lost it, too.
Down comes Derek Jeudy with the ball. He'll feed in the middle to Clay Smith, and he is immediately fouled from behind by Jordan Dill of Greenville, and that'll give the ball out of bounds to the Indians. Derek Jeudy will toss it in for the inbounds play. Noah Leonard is playing in the middle there. They lob it to Noah. He's at the free throw line, and he's going to be called for traveling.
Yep.
He hit the shot, but called for traveling.
Yeah, shuffled the feet before that.
Rob Weaver here with Justin Mangold on WPGW-FM and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight, as usual. Glad to have you all listening in this evening, wherever you're listening. There's a shot underneath. It's up and in by Greenville. As scoring was Alec Fletcher. That's his first shot of the night, and it makes it. Should be, is that 8-2?
Should be 6-4.
I was going to say, I thought they had two already, so 6-4 is what it should be. They gave Fort Recovery the points instead of Greenville. They'll get it corrected here in a minute. Here's the inbounds pass to Grant Konapke. Puts it up, no good, and he is fouled on the play. I think they're going to nail Tyler Beike with the foul. And now they get the scoreboard right. With 4:56 remaining here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. You know, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have it all. If you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at their Handicap Medical Equipment Center right here in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Grant Kanapke's first free throw is up and no good. He'll have a second one. This one is good. And that makes the score 7-4. Indians are leading by 3. Down comes Greenville with the basketball. Tyler Beike dribbles to the right side. Being guarded very closely by Derek Judy. Now he heads to the hole. Puts it up no good. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. Well, that was the right thing to do there.
Yeah, I like the drive to the basket rather than trying to set up the offense there.
He had Derek Judy on his belly button, so when that happens, hey, go drive around him and go by him. That's exactly what Tyler Beike did. He's at the free throw line for 2 shots. First one is no good. Greenville 0-8 on the year. They've had some real tough games.
Last year, they only won one game, but the game against Fort Recovery was only a 7-point game, so.
There's the next one up, and this is no good also. Rebound, Peyton Judy. Well, Leonards ran into Peyton, almost knocked him down. Here's the pass on the left side to Clay Smits. On the left wing to Derek Judy. Now it goes to Clay Smits. Clay passes on the left to Judy's wide open. Kill him. Oh, he can get it to go down. Peyton was wide open on the play and could not get the ball to go down.
Probably surprised he was that wide open. Does not happen much.
It must have shocked him. Tyler Beike with the ball out front, guarded by Derek Judy. Beike will stop the dribble. Passes off now. Here's a shot inside. It's up and good by Noah Walker. A senior on the Greenville Green Wave. And makes it 7-6.
The first 2 or 3 possessions, the Fort Recovery defense playing very well. Now they've backed off a little bit.
And is leading by only 1. Right side to Peyton Judy. Peyton cross-court pass to Derek Judy. Derek dribbles the baseline. Back to Peyton Judy. Fires a 3 from the right. No good. He's missed 2 3-point shots. Rebound, Noah Leonards. Leonards goes to the hole. He missed it. He is going to be fouled, and he'll be at the line for 2 shots, as they're going to call that one on Foster Cole. Again, Cal Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, and the score reads only 7-6. Indians on top by only 1, but going to the free throw line here is Noah Leonards with a chance to widen the gap. First one is up and good. Noah Leonards connects, making it 8-6. 3:40 remaining here in the first quarter. Lindsey Green's our studio producer at the radio station in Portland, and Reese Rogers here at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. That's up and good again. It's 9-6. 2 free throws makes it a 3-point lead for the Indians.
Noah Leonard's his first points tonight.
Reed Haynes with the basketball as he's back in the lineup after they let him settle down a little bit. Over on the right side it goes to Ethan Saylor. Out top with the ball there was Foster Cole. Now down low. Shots fired up off the glass. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, Noah Leonards. Of the missed shot by Alec Fletcher. Indians with the ball. Derek Judy with it. He'll go left. Tries to go all the way to the hole. Can't find the opening. Back out to Peyton Judy. Peyton will drive in. Puts it up and no good. And he's fouled. He'll be at the line for 2 free throws. So Peyton is 0-for-3 tonight. 2 of those were 3-point shots. And then that shot right there inside.
Taylor picks up the foul, his first.
So Peyton Judy can widen the gap to 5 points here with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. He puts it up, and it's no good and an out. He did a rarity the other day. He missed 3 in a row in that game with Ansonia.
He redeemed himself, though. Pretty much won the game at the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
This is up and good this time. 10-6, 102 for Peyton. And that is his first point of the night. Indians on top by 4 points, and the ball is stolen away as Haynes lost control of it. Grant Kanapke with it. He spins, and he is fouled by Haynes. So, Kyle Joseph is the coach of the Greenville Green Wave. Of course, Mike Bayshore, coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Mike was coach at Greenville for a while. They got one really good team down there. Here's the inbounds pass to Peyton Judy. Jumper's good from 12. Peyton Judy connects to make it 12-6. A six-point lead here for Fort Recovery, and Greenville brings it up. Haynes with the basketball. He needs some help. Mm-hmm. Well, why doesn't his teammates come out for some?
Bring it up the court. They're just leaving him by himself. Good luck with that.
I mean, he's only one-on-one, but still, left side shot is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Grant Kanapke. Grant will pass out to Peyton Judy. Judy comes all the way down, goes to the hole, he lays it in. And Judy now has 5 quick points. It's 14-6.
Nobody picked him up at all.
There's a long outside shot way off the mark. Goes out of bounds for Fort Recovery. Noah Walker missing that almost 22-footer.
Chris Bezos said he can hit from anywhere, but that's pretty far out there.
Yeah, sure was. Timeout by Kyle Joseph of Greenville. We'll be back in a moment.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Boy, one game, Greenville really got smashed. What was that, 80 to, what was that score?
I'll find it in here somewhere. Yeah, it was about 63 points or something like that.
I don't know where it is.
One of those colorful sheets.
Here is Peyton Judy driving in. It's tipped away by Haynes. Turnover, Indians. He didn't get the shot off, or you can count that as a block shot, I guess. Haynes with the ball out front for Greenville. He goes to the top of the key, passing over on the left side. With the basketball there is Jordan Dill. And they're going to throw it away, I think, and there's going to be a foul called on the play. Who's going to get nailed? Greenville? No, Clay Smith is going to get called for the foul. Wow.
That's his first, team second.
Mike Bayshore walks away saying, you got to be kidding. That was just hard play going for the ball. I didn't think either team deserved a foul, really, but that's the way it goes. Here's a foul on Noah on Clay Smith again. He gets two right off the bat here within 30 seconds. Clay Smith's trying to stop a drive to the hole. And it's out of bounds to Greenville. And so Mr. Clay heads to the bench with two fouls.
Oh, and Shane goes out.
Here comes the inbounds pass. Inside, back outside. With the ball there is Ethan Saylor. Now to Haynes. Reed Haynes dribbling out front. Right side it goes to Tyler Beike. Beike dribbling on the right side, now passing back out between the circles. On the left it goes to Haynes again. Haynes being hawked there by Blaine Toby, and they're going to call Haynes for traveling.
A lot of contact on that one, so a little makeup from the one before.
Reed Haynes is only a sophomore point guard, so he's getting a lot of pressure on him. Indians are really putting it to him.
And he's not had a fun game so far, that's for sure.
Peyton Judy will bring it across the timeline for the Indians here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Goes to the hole, scoops it up, can't get it to go down. Rebound Blaine Toby, and the jump ball is going to be called. 14-6 is the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard, and it's Fort Recovery in the lead by 8. Again, glad to have all you fans here on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com listening in tonight. We'll be back tomorrow to bring you the Fort Recovery Jay County girls games at 12 noon. We'll have both the reserve and varsity games for you starting at 12 noon tomorrow on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. As Greenville just threw it away and Fort Recovery just threw it away, so we exchanged turnovers and Greenville has it back. Then next Friday, we've got the big game with Minster. We'll have that game for you on the radio Friday night. Fort Recovery and Minster in boys basketball. Right corner it goes to Tyler Beike of Greenville, back out top. Jordan Dill, he'll hand off to Reed Haynes. over on the right to Bikey. Drives inside and lays it in. Tyler Bikey. That makes it 14-8 as Greenville's back to within 6 points. Tate and Judy with the basketball.
Playing for one shot, down to 12 seconds to play in the quarter.
Way out by the timeline. Now he starts to make his move. Pops a three-point shot. Got it. Peyton Judy, a three-pointer with 2 seconds to go. And that expands the Fort Recovery lead to the biggest of the game at 9 points. 17-8. Indians on top. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. A reminder that Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights until 8 p.m. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery for the finest in New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Derek Judy on the left side for the Fort Recovery Indians. Now over to Grant Kanapke. Grant, baseline jumper, hits it from about 12 feet out. Mr. Grant has 8 points to lead the team in scoring. Correction, 5 points to lead the team in scoring. Peyton Judy has 8 to lead. Let's try that again. Peyton Judy has 8 to lead the team. Grant Kanapke with 5 now, second in scoring. Here's a long three-point shot. Oh, way off the mark. Rebound, Grant Kanapke feeds it in the middle to Noah Leonard. Noah goes underneath. There's Blaine Toby up, no good. Rebound, Blaine Toby back outside to Peyton Judy. He'll pop a three, does not go. Rebound, fought for. Noah Leonard's tried to save it, but he went out of bounds. Greenville will have the ball back.
First quarter stats for Greenville, 4 of 8 from the field, 50%, 0 for 2 on threes, and 0 for 2 at the line. Fort Recovery, 6 of 9, 67%, 1 of 4 on threes, and 4 for 6 at the line. Rebounding 7 to 1 in favor of Fort Recovery, and turnovers 3 for the Indians and 5 for Greenville.
Greenville with the basketball. They trail 19 to 8 now. It's their biggest deficit of the game. Anus with it. Over on the left side it goes. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Back out top to Anus. Fort Recovery's pulled the pressure off a bit now, dropping back to a zone defense here. Left wing, back out top to Anus. Reed Anus.
Greenville struggling to figure out the zone right now.
Yeah, Indians switch to a 2-3 zone, and Greenville's doing nothing except letting the time go off the clock.
Fort Recovery played a lot of zone, actually all zone, on Saturday against Ansonia.
Back out top to Anus again at the center circle. Just playing pitch and catch here. Over on the right side to Ethan Saylor. Back to Anus to Saylor.
Fort Recovery fans are chanting boring almost like they're stalling. They're not trying to.
Now they're down by 11. You know, you'd like to think they're not trying to. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, but we'll keep the score down at least.
Reed Anus with the ball. Now here is Ethan Saylor dribbling to the right. Passes back to Anus, back to Saylor. Reed Anus with it on the right of the center circle, back on the left. Down low it goes. Here we go with a move, maybe. Nope. Back outside to Hamus.
Might be a case of trying to lull the defense to sleep and get something easy, but so far not there.
Coach Bayshore might want to go back to his man-to-man pressure. On the left corner. Or do some type of a trapping pressure. And there they called traveling on Hamus. Reed Hamus called for traveling, and Fort Recovery gets the ball back.
That's one of the issues. If you try and hold the ball like that, you eventually end up with a turnover a lot of the time. So that is six turnovers now on the Green Wave.
And on Fort Recovery?
They have three.
5 minutes to go here in the second quarter of play. Peyton Judy on the left side. Outside the Grand Canapi, firing and missing. Rebound comes down to the Greenville Green Wave, as grabbing the board there was Tyler Beike. On the left, there's a long shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Blaine Toby, as missing that basket was Noah Walker. Here's Blaine Toby inside, up and good from 5 feet away on the left baseline. Blaine Toby gets his first basket of the evening to make it 21-8 now. The Indians starting to pull away a little bit. Here's a horrible shot, up and no good. Rebound chased down by Greenville. Coach Bayshore wasn't happy. He thought the Indians should have grabbed that rebound. There's traveling, no call on Walker. Mikey gets it on the right. He'll pop the three, miss. And not only did he miss, but he stuck it between the rim and the backboard. When that happens, it's a jump ball. And it will go to Greenville.
Everybody else does not realize that.
Everybody went the other way.
Yeah.
I guess they just assumed, well, it's not our ball.
We'll see that about maybe twice a year, where it gets stuck between the rim and the backboard.
Kyle Joseph, the coach of Greenville. I know his wife very, very well, Sarah. She and I worked together in the radio. She worked for a Greenville business, and I worked with her on their advertising. There's a foul called on Greenville, offensive foul.
A little screen called on the Green Wave.
And she is a very nice lady, I might say. He's got good judgment there.
Has a lot of work to do here with the Green Wave team.
Yeah, they are really struggling. Left side to Peyton Judy, bombs and misses. Rebound, Blaine Toby puts it back up and in. He actually went over the back of Greenville's Noah Walker, but got away with it.
Two seasons ago, Greenville won 14 games, so it's been a struggle since then.
Back out top. They had a team that right before Coach Joseph came in that was really, they had some really talented guys on that team. Inside, baseline jumper's no good. Rebound comes to Blaine Toby. Here comes Fort Recovery. Down the lane, should be traveling. No call, though. Derek Judy gets the layup. And timeout, Coach Joseph of Greenville, as the Indians have ballooned their lead to 25-8 now over the Fort Recovery Indians here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse, everybody. Radio Rob here, along with Justin Mangold, as the Indians are on top, 25-8 over the Greenville Green Wave. And Haynes just has the ball stolen away by Derek Judy, and they're going to call a foul on Reed Haynes as he reached back. Derek Judy thought they called the foul on him, and it was on Haynes instead.
The second foul gets Foster Cole back in the game.
Haynes is a really talented kid. He's really frustrated by the Indians right now.
He said only a sophomore, so plenty of room to grow.
There's the free throw up by Derek Judy, and good. Got the first one. One more.
Fort Recovery already in the bonus.
26-8 now, and Derek Judy has a total of 5 points, and now six. Got them both. Once again tomorrow, Jay County, Fort Recovery, and girls basketball right here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Starting at 12 noon, we'll have both games, JV and varsity, on the radio for you tomorrow and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Left wing it goes, and the ball's out of bounds, and they say it's off of Greenville. Went off of the body of Ethan Saylor, who was trying to dribble in there for the basket. And Greenville full court pressure here.
Haven't seen much of that, if any, tonight until now.
Peyton Judy back to Derek Judy. Derek comes in, back to Peyton. Peyton on a three. Too short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes to Saylor of Greenville. 27-8 now. Indians almost up by 20 points. 19-point lead here. In the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're built with the poultry growers in mind. BBI litters, new Endurance line of litter spreader. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery.
Noah Leonards picks up his second foul. Shane will go back in. Greenville yet to score here in the quarter.
So Owen Shane in for Noah Leonards. Pass comes in for Greenville. The green wave. Foster Cole. Back outside it goes to Tyler Beike. Beike dribbling the ball right in front of Fort Recovery's coach, Mike Bayshore, and he got out of it, but then the green wave threw it away, intercepted by Grant Kanapke, inside to Peyton Judy, up no good. Rebound comes to Greenville. Getting the board there was Jordan Dill. Now there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Peyton Judy. And on Peyton, that's only number one, so he is a no problem. He is leading the Indians in scoring with 8 points.
He's not really got his three-point shot going yet tonight, except for the end of the quarter shot first.
Yeah, just had the one. There goes Greenville to the hole. Beike scores. Tyler Beike headed to the hole, and Fort Recovery calls timeout as Coach Bayshore is not a happy camper. We'll be back in a moment here at the Portside Fieldhouse right after this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
27-10 now. Greenville scored their first basket of the quarter with only a minute 14 to go, and yet Coach Bayshore is not a happy guy.
Yeah, did not like the defensive breakdown that time.
He sent Regan Martin into the game. That's the first time we've seen Regan since he got hurt in the Wapakoneta JV game.
Yeah, that's Saturday's game against Ansonia.
Peyton Judy on the right side to Derek Judy. A minute five now to go. There's Regan Martin with it. Regan passing back out to Derek Judy. Grant Kanapke on the left. Out top, Regan Martin will fire a three. It does not go. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. I think it went off Fort Recovery. Yes, it did. Maybe Owen Shane might have tipped that away. And so the Greenville Green Wave will bring it up here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Check them out. New Holland at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Greenville is going to be fouled by Derek Judy. As Kyler Beike got fouled.
His first foul, team foul number six.
Beike looks pretty young, too. He is a junior. Clayton Pearson leaning up against Beike here. The official says, now, boys, let's not get carried away here. Beike with the basketball. Greenville trailing 27-10. In the lane, there's a ball stripped away and a foul's on Fort Recovery. They're going to call Clayton Pearson, I think, for the foul. Nope. They call Derek Judy for the foul. And going to the free throw line will be Foster Cole.
Derek's second foul. Peyton Judy, by the way, on the bench right now.
Peyton is going to go back in, I think, for Derek. Here's the free throw by Greenville, up and good by Foster Cole. And that cuts the lead now to 16 points at 27-11.
Peyton only had one foul, but wanted to protect him just in case. Now he'll be back on offense, put Peyton back in.
Another free throw here for Foster Cole. He misses that one. Rebound chased down by Clayton Pearson. Over to Regan Martin and now Peyton Judy. And the Indians are going to play for one shot. I wonder who's going to take that.
Yeah.
Peyton Judy out front with it. Being guarded by Tyler Beike. Dribbling the ball. Now they're going to try to double team him, but Judy goes away from him and goes inside and lays it in with 8 seconds to go. Peyton Judy just took it to the hole after they brought some pressure out on him. And he scores. Oh, that's over and back. Yes. Tyler Beike went over and back for Greenville, giving the Indians .2, but I don't think that's enough time to get a shot off.
Yeah, you need at least .3 to catch and shoot, so it would have to be a tip.
Here's a throw into Regan Martin. He fires it up. It's no good. I wonder if they would have counted that.
It was kind of a tip, but not really.
No. That's close. He actually got the shot off before the horn sounded, but, you know.
Yeah, he kind of caught it and volleyballed it up at the same time.
Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service, the Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's Artsway. They're going to do a little recognition here at halftime of the state finalists they've had from last year and from this past fall. So we'll run that down those names as soon as we get the opportunity to do so. It is right now here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, halftime, 29-11 lead, Indians lead by 18 points. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, don't forget, tomorrow we'll have Fort Recovery in Jay County. In girls basketball, reserve game starts at noon with the varsity game at 1:30. We will have both of those games for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more in a moment right after we pause for this.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at halftime, Rob Weaver, Justin Mangold here. There's Robbie Lefevre getting his state recognition plaque. Again, we'll run down all the names of the young people being recognized here in a moment. Let's go over to Justin Mangold. First of all, with the halftime stats, Indians leading 29-11 over the Greenville Green Wave.
All right, first for Greenville. In the first quarter, they were 4 of 8 shooting for 50%. Second quarter, 1 for 7 for 14%. At the half, Greenville 5 of 15, 33% from the field. 0 for 2 on 3s in the first quarter, 0 for 4 in the second, so 0 for 6 at the half. And free throws, 0 for 2 in the first quarter, 1 for 2 in the second. Greenville 1 of 4, 25% on free throws at the half. Fort Recovery first quarter, 6 of 9, 67%. Second quarter, 5 for 11, 45%. At the half, 11 for 20 for 55% shooting. 1 of 4 in the first quarter on threes, 0 for 4 in the second. So Fort Recovery only 1 of 8 for 13% on three-pointers. And free throws, 4 of 6 in the first quarter, 2 for 2 in the second. So 6 of 8, 75% at the line. Rebounding 14 to 7 in favor of Fort Recovery. And turnovers only 3 on the Indians, 10 on Greenville. The Wave are led by Tyler Beike with 4, Alex Fletcher with 2 points, Noah Walker with 2, Jordan Drill with 2, and Foster Cole with 1. For Fort Recovery, Peyton Judy leads the way with 10, Derek Judy with 6, Matt Kanapke with 5, 4 for Blaine Toby, 2 for Clay Smith, and 2 for Noah Lennox. After one, Fort Recovery led 17-8. Our halftime score, Fort Recovery 29 and Greenville 11.
We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2344. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver, just a man, go back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, and let's go over and take a look at the junior varsity win tonight as they crunched the Greenville Greenway.
Yeah, final score 49-21 as Fort Recovery defeated Greenville. And 24-10 the score at the half, 35-12 after three, and 49-21 the final. For Greenville, Mason Whites with 10, Hayden Bush with 4, Nolan Curtis with 2, again, Jordan Brewer with 2, and DJ Zimmer with 1. Pretty balanced scoring for the Indians, led by Riley Will with 10 points. Ian Holman had 9, 6 points for Brian Benn, 5 for Gavin Toby, 4 each for Kenny Zudi, Regan Martin, and Russell Gale, 3 points for Dylan Evers, and 2 for Derek Lochtefeld and Ryan Post. Again, Fort Recovery goes to 7-1, a 49-21 junior varsity victory tonight.
Let's take a moment here again to recognize the students who were just saluted by these fans with a standing ovation here for being state competitors. Since last winter, the Indians had athletes compete in the swimming, track and field, and cross-country state championships. And the Booster Club wanted to recognize each of the athletes, and they did so here tonight with a nice commemorative plaque. In the winter of last school year, Fort Recovery sent 5 swimmers to Canton for the state championships. These ladies are the first swimmers in school history to qualify and compete at the state swimming championships. That included Cassidy Martin, also Sophie Timmerman, Alexis Bupp, Paige Fortkamp, and Ava Bupp. Then in the spring of last school year, Fort Recovery sent 8 runners to Columbus for the state championships in track. That included Robbie Lefevre, Riley Pearson, Jacob Atchison, Braden Shane, also Jared Timmerman, Owen Mormon, Drew Mollenkamp, and Cassidy Martin. And then just this past fall for this school year, Chloe Will represented the Indians in the Ohio State Cross Country Championships. Chloe placed 35th in Division III, which is the highest finish for a girls' cross-country runner in the history of Fort Recovery High School. So congratulations to all the athletes recognized for their successes by being state competitors either last school year or in this past fall for Fort Recovery. Hopefully more to come before the year is out here this year. We'll be back with the start of the second half. The Indians are on top here at halftime, 29-11 over the Greenville Green Wave, and we'll be back in just a moment.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Okay, both teams heading to the bench, and we'll have our start of the second half here momentarily. Again, let's review what our schedule is tomorrow. First of all, we have at 12 noon, Fort Recovery and Jay County in girls basketball. We'll have both the reserve and varsity games on the radio tomorrow and on FortRecoveryRadio.com, again, starting at 12 noon. After that, we have Notre Dame football. Notre Dame is playing Clemson in the Cotton Bowl tomorrow, part of the national championship games, and that will be a 3 o'clock start time for the pregame at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. And then the game is slated to start at 4. Again, that's only on our AM side at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And then at night, we'll have Jay County and Muncie Central in boys basketball. And that will be on just the FM side at 100.9 on the FM dial until the Notre Dame game is completed. We might get most of the varsity game on both stations. We'll see how that works out tomorrow night. And, of course, Sunday night, the Colts taking on the Tennessee Titans in a huge game for Indianapolis. That'll be on the air at 7:30 with the pregame, and the kickoff is slated for around 8:20 on Sunday night on all three of our stations. If you're stuck away from a TV set, you can hear that big game with the Colts and the Titans on the radio on Sunday night. Here's a steal by Greenville, stealing it away from Clay Smiths. Was Tyler Beike. He'll pop a three-point shot. He missed it. Rebound comes to Noah Leonards. Leonards gives it out to Peyton Judy. Peyton goes down to the corner. Grant Kanapke, he drains a three. And that makes it 32-11 as Grant Kanapke puts the Indians on top here now by 21 points, which is the biggest lead of the game, I believe.
Now 8 points for Grant Kanapke.
Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Greenville with the basketball. Tyler Beike out front. He will give it over on the left. Now on the wing it goes over there to Jordan Dill. Down low. Back outside. There's a three-point shot. Up and no good by Foster Cole. Actually, I think they were going to rule out a two. And Fort Recovery came down with a rebound. Here's Clay Smiths to Grant Kanapke. Another three as Grant is having one of his hot nights. Grant Kanapke scoring to make it 35-11. And he now has 11 points on the evening.
Just the two threes, the last two.
Here's a three-point shot by Greenville. It's up and no good by Noah Walker. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Up, oh, lost it out of bounds. Greenville will keep it. Derek Judy didn't quite have enough stick-em on his hands there.
Walker with only 2 points tonight. Hardly had any shots, just the deep threes.
And they really haven't been very close to going in, to be quite honest about it.
Not close threes either, way off.
Out to Jordan Dill with the basketball. He'll hand off to Tyler Beike. Beike out at the center circle now. Inside foul on Greenville. No.
It's on Noah Leonards. He just barely bumped Foster Cole for Greenville. The referee still called it.
So Noah Leonards heads to the bench with his third foul.
And two of those really tough fouls. I mean, there was contact, but it really didn't affect the play. They could have let it go.
Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, which reads Fort Recovery 35 and Greenville 11. Here's a stolen ball by Derek Judy, who lays it in. Judy knocked away the pass and makes it 37-11 now. The Indians are rolling along now. Greenville hung in there in the first quarter, but pretty much since then, it's been all Fort Recovery.
Yeah, it was 8-6 at one point, all Indians since then.
There's a foul called on Greenville. Charging foul on Foster Cole.
His second.
His third.
His third.
Peyton Judy will toss it in. Greenville has full court pressure going on here. Zone full court press.
Really has not affected Fort Recovery at all tonight.
No, not really. Left to Derek Judy. Judy has the ball tipped away, but goes into the hands of Blaine Toby. Blaine goes inside, banks it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Greenville. Tyler Beike has it as he brings it up the court. That's stripped away from Tyler by Derek Judy. He'll go down, stop, he'll spin, he'll hit. Derek Judy now with a total of 8 points on, make it 10 on the night.
Three in double figures already.
5:11 to go here, and there's an offensive foul on Beike. Should be. Oh, come on. Going to call that on Derek Judy.
It's his third.
Tyler Beike was shoving off on that.
Only problem Fort Recovery's had tonight is foul trouble. Is now Derek Judy with three and Noah Leonard's with three. Some of those pretty cheap fouls, too.
Have you noticed we haven't seen Haynes in there?
Yeah.
I'm surprised about that.
He needs extra time to collect his head after that awful first half.
Ethan Saylor will pass off, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. He's going to get it. It went off of Greenville. Indians will have the basketball in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Again, we'll have the big Minster game next Friday, big conference game coming up next Friday. Fort Recovery in Minster. We'll have that for you here on the radio.
Also, the girls' game against Minster next week.
There's Noah Leonard's back outside. It goes to Clayton Pearson. Inside shots fired up by Clay Smith. No good, and the foul's going to be called on Greenville. Ooh, and Clay came out of his shoe. Almost looked like he almost turned his ankle, but I guess not. So he will go to the free throw line. Hey, you want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms? Give them a call. They'll be happy to talk to you about your grain marketing needs. 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. And the sophomore, Clay Smits, connects to make it 40-11. Indians really starting to pull away now.
So in the last 12 minutes, Greenville scored 3 points. That's it.
And in and out this time. Rebound comes to the Green Waves, Foster Cole. Foster Cole comes down. He's going to be fouled by Blaine Toby, who is leaning up against him.
Blaine's first foul.
0-8 coming into this game tonight. Greenville's Green Wave, and I don't think they're going to improve on that.
It would be a miracle if they do here. Down by 29 with a quarter and a half left. One thing Fort Recovery's done a better job tonight, they haven't allowed any three-point shooter to get free like the last couple of games.
No, that's for sure. Greenville passing the ball around the perimeter. Here's Alec Fletcher with it. He'll pass off to Saylor, who traveled, but they didn't call it.
Easily should have been called.
Inside ball's knocked away, and Greenville got it back. Underneath, back outside. Here is Cole going inside. It's no good, and he's going to be fouled by Fort Recovery. Foster Cole will go to the free throw line. How did the official not see that travel?
They also missed a double dribble, too, because they dribbled the ball after Fletcher caught it, then dribbled again, and missed that, too.
Foster Cole puts it up, and it's good.
First point of the second half for Greenville.
Comes with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. This one's up and no good this time. Rebound chased down, though, by Greenville, as it was Noah Walker coming away with the basketball. He'll dump it back outside to Ethan Saylor. Saylor will hand off to Jordan Dill. Dill goes to the hole, puts it up, no good. Ball went over the basket. Rebound comes to Blaine Toby, down to Grant Kanapke, who lays it in. Blaine Toby, excellent pass from Blaine to Grant Kanapke, and Grant now has a total of 13 points on the night. Greenville with the ball. There's a shot from the right wing. It's good. Three-point basket by Jordan Dill as he hit a high arching shot. Clayton Pearson back to Peyton Judy, down low to Blaine Toby. Out to Clayton Pearson. Here's Peyton Judy, pops a three, does not go. Rebound Blaine Toby, back up, does not go. Rebound Clayton Pearson of Fort Recovery to Grant Kanapke. Three-point shot. It does not go. Rebound Blaine Toby. He got it. Rebound. And they get it to finally go down. 44-15. And for Blaine, that's 6 points for him this evening. Here's Foster Cole underneath. Reverse layup. Good.
There's rare baskets for Greenville in transition tonight.
44-17 now. Indians on top here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Over the Greenville Green Wave. Clayton Pearson way out top. Looking for a teammate. Now he's dribbling into the lane. He'll just go down and lay it in. Nobody stopped him. 46-17.
Way too easy baskets tonight for Greenville. Giving up easy points to Fort Recovery.
Ethan Saylor with the ball. There's traveling finally called there.
Yeah, they got that one.
On Alec Fletcher of Greenville. So the ball goes back to Fort Recovery.
Our head referee over on the other side seems to make most of the calls, so it was right in front of him.
Clayton Pearson will toss it in now for the Indians over to Peyton Judy. Don't forget we have Indiana Sports Talk for you Indiana fans coming up after the game tonight at 9:30. Peyton Judy with the ball, and there's going to be a foul called on Greenville on Alec Fletcher, and actually that probably should have been called on Peyton Judy.
He showed off just a little bit there.
We have timeout, Greenville Green Wave. The score, Fort Recovery 46, and the Green Wave 17. 1:59 to go in the third quarter.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
1:59 to go in the third quarter here on the Cooper Farm scoreboard, 46-17.
The Pacer game going on the other station. They're up by 18 in the third quarter against Detroit.
The Pacers having a nice year. And again, you can hear that at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. If you're tired of listening to us, tell how the Indians are crunching Greenville here tonight.
46-17, Fort Recovery in the lead.
Inside, Clay Smits pops and misses, rolls off the right side of the rim, knocked out of bounds by Blaine Toby, but they say it went off of Greenville, off of Alec Fletcher. So the Indians get the ball back.
Clay Smits has had a frustrating night tonight, as well as Blaine Toby. Just can't get the inside shots to fall.
Here's Grant Kanapke, and he is going to be fouled. Call that foul.
Saylor.
Really?
His second foul.
Okay, whatever. Here's a shot up and no good by Peyton Judy. I thought he said 3-0.
I think he said green zero.
Oh, green zero.
Okay. I thought the same thing, too.
Inside shots up and good by Tyler Beike of Greenville at the other end on an easy close-in shot. Making it 46-19. Indians leading by still a bunch. Peyton Judy right side to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Peyton. Couldn't quite come up with the pass, but he's chased it down. Out front with the ball. Peyton will go to the hoop. He lays it up and good. And he is fouled on the play. Peyton Judy will be at the line. He was concerned for a moment there that he might have been called for an offensive foul, but not the case. So Peyton Judy goes to the line with 12 points now. I think that's his first basket of the second half.
It is. It is the fourth foul on Foster Cole.
Picks it up and got it. Peyton had 30 points in the win last Saturday against Ansonia. And they were guarding him extremely close early in the game here tonight, but they've let up that pressure a bit.
13 tonight for Peyton.
49-19 now, a 30-point lead. Here's a drive underneath. The ball is loose, picked up by Clay Smith. Clay will bring it down, passing over on the left side to Grant Canapp. He fires a three. It's no good. Rebound chased down by Blaine Toby on the right. Back outside to Peyton Judy. Judy guarded by Saylor. Ethan Saylor. Judy drives to the hole, goes all the way in, has it knocked away. There's going to be a foul called on Greenville. Greenville's 0-8. Foot recovery's 4-3. They call that one on Tyler Beike, I think. Bounce pass comes out to Clay Smith. No, it wasn't on Beike.
It was on Alec Fletcher.
Alec Fletcher. Peyton Judy drains a three. That's his second three of the game, making it 16 points for him now. And it's 52-19. Greenville's had a long year, and they're going to have a long year. Just talent is just not there.
You notice we still haven't seen Hamas this half.
No, I wonder if there was something said at halftime that ticked off the coach. Here's a shot from the right side, no good, and a foul's on Blaine Toby. As Jordan Dill misses the shot, but Toby draws the foul.
Free throw is coming up for Dill, who has 5 points.
At the line, Mr. Jordan Dill. He'll put it up there and got the first one. He has a total tonight of 6 points.
The only three-pointer made tonight for Greenville by Dill. One more.
And this one's good again. Seven now for Dill. A long shot by Peyton. Judy almost breaks the glass at the other end.
It almost went in, too.
It's no good, and the score at the end of the Cooper Farms third quarter, 52-21. Fort Recovery with a 31-point lead. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll return in just a moment.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, in 47 years of broadcasting high school basketball, I've enjoyed it. I love watching kids compete. Good positive activity for the young people in our life. Maybe sometimes a little bit too much emphasis on it, but hey, you know, it's been fun. Fun to watch, and Peyton Judy has stole the ball. He'll go down and lay it up and in. He's fouled. Peyton Judy now has a total of 18 points, I believe, on the night. He'll be at the line with one shot.
He does. Again, 18 for Peyton Judy, 13 for Grant Knapp, and 10 for Derek Judy, so three and double figures. Third quarter, 9 of 15 for the Indian, 60%. 3 of 6 on threes and 2 for 3 at the line. Greenville, 3 for 7, 43%. 1 for 4 on threes and 3 for 4 at the line. Rebounding 22 to 11 in favor of Fort Recovery. Turnovers 4 for the Indians and 16 for Greenville.
Peyton misses the free throw. It's stolen away, though, by Peyton Judy. He'll do the same thing again. Lays it up and in. 20 points now for Peyton as the Indians lead 56-21.
Nice burst of scoring in the last 4 or 5 minutes for Judy.
Greenville with the basketball. Tyler Beike out front. Thought about shooting, but didn't. Now down low it goes to Alec Fletcher, and the ball is tipped away by Fort Recovery, but a foul is going to be called on the Indians. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsors were just underway here in the fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials, including Anderson, energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Two free throws here for Greenville.
Well, we've had a privilege of watching a lot of great players for Fort Recovery down through the years.
Alex Fletcher, the shooter for Greenville.
Even Bobby Leverett, one of the assistant coaches for the Indians, had a fun time watching him play his high school ball. Up over the back of the rim and over the front of the rim and hit the back of the rim and out of there. Now here's Derek Judy. On the left side it goes. Kobe Wendell with it out front. The Indians have several new players here in the lineup.
I don't think we'll see much of the starters here in the fourth quarter. There's still a couple out there.
And Kobe Wendell's going to be fouled by Saylor.
And he went flying.
Ethan Saylor about putting to the ground.
1-1 coming up for Kobe Wendell.
Kobe Wendell,
sophomore at the stripe.
Ryan Post in there for the Indians as well now. Here's Kobe. He missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound. Noah Leonard turns, fires, and hits. Noah Leonard got the rebound, spun around, and banked it off the glass and down in there. 58-21 now. In the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter.
First basket tonight for Noah Leonard. He has 4 points.
Green Wave almost lost it, but maintained possession. Saylor will pass over on the left side to Noah Walker. Here's a drive to the hoop by Tyler Beike. He's way off the mark. No good. Rebound. Here's Fort Recovery. Kobe Wendell with it. Back outside it goes to Derek Judy. Judy now tries to go to the hole as the ball stripped away, and a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery.
And 58-21, and Greenville will call a timeout with 6:08 to play.
Timeout, Greenville, Green Wave. 6:08 remaining, as you say, in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kopp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Timeout is over. Clayton Pearson will toss it in for the Indians to Derek Judy. Again, Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Noah Leonard's also in the lineup right now. Pearson back out near the center circle. Dribbling the ball, being guarded closely by Greenville. Now he goes to the hole. He'll lay it up and under the, just got too far under. It's no good. And then he went out of bounds and touched the ball as it came back down. So Greenville will get it back.
Now Greenville's season low is 20, so they've already eclipsed that at least.
58-21. Here's Saylor with the ball on the right to Bikey. He'll fire a three-point shot. He's open and missed it. Rebound, Kobe Wendell. Kobe will go across the timeline, and he is fouled by Ethan Saylor. So it'll be 1-1 for Kobe Wendell.
Again, it sounded like you said 3-0, but green 0.
And he did foul out of the game. Ethan Saylor fouls out.
Not scored tonight.
And Reed Haynes, who played almost the entire first half, has not seen the light of day here in the second half for Greenville. He didn't play any JV games.
They did have a Haynes play JV, so I don't think he played. It would be odd to play JV and then start the varsity game.
Yeah. Up and no good by Kobe Wendell on the second one. So the score is now 59-21. Kobe with 1 point tonight. Greenville with the basketball. Fort Recovery Lumber, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's a pass back outside. There's Cole, Foster Cole firing, and nothing but air. Air ball from the top of the key.
Gavin Kobe will check in for Fort Recovery. Going out, Noah Leonard.
Although they only have one Haynes on the
right.
On the roster.
I thought maybe it was somebody came up off the freshman team or something, if they have one. But I just thought it would been odd to play JV and then start the varsity, so I wasn't entirely sure. I didn't write his first name down when I looked down the JV scoring.
Derek Judy drives to the hole, feeds off there. It's up and good. Gavin Toby came in the lineup, and he just got a basket right underneath. Gavin Toby makes it 61-21, a 40-point lead now. Greenville with the ball. In the lane, spinning, turning, missing. Ball goes out of bounds. Should be, oh, my. He said that went off of Gavin Toby. I thought it actually went off of Alec Fletcher, but the official knows best. Let me remind you, Anderson is the most trusted manufacturer of energy-efficient windows and doors, and your Anderson dealer is, of course, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. There's a turnaround shot by Foster Cole. Nope, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Kobe Wendell on the left corner. He'll sidestep, fire it up. No good. Rebound, Gavin Toby. He'll hit. Gavin Toby with a basket, making it 63-21. Indians by 42 points. With the basketball now is Tyler Bikey. He'll feed over on the left here to Alec Fletcher. Here's a spin move. Shots up and no good by Jordan Dill, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. So Jordan will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Bell out there helping Green Wayne. Not much contact. Fletcher back to the free throw line.
Bounces the ball. It's no good.
It's not
again tomorrow, don't forget, we'll have the Fort Recovery Jay County girls games. That'll be good ones.
Should be Jay County's won 5 in a row on varsity. Fort Recovery's won 3 in a row on varsity. And Jay County JV's won 7 in a row.
JV is at 12 noon, and the varsity game starts at 1:30. Come on over to the Fortside Fieldhouse and see the games if you can, or if not, why listen to us on the radio or FortRecoveryRadio.com. Second free throw was good there.
It's Jordan Dill shooting.
It makes it 63-22. Here's Gavin Toby driving to the hole, and he is fouled. And he will be at the free throw line. Gavin's racking up the points here.
We'll have two shots. As that's team foul number 10.
Fort Recovery Lumber is your dealer for Anderson Energy Saving Windows and Doors and quality building materials. Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery, Ohio. First free throw is no good by Gavin. And don't forget about their design services. They can design your project for you and then provide the building materials to help you build your project. They can do it all at Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And that's also no good on the second one. Score remains 63-22. Indians by 41 points. Inside pass. Back outside it goes to Foster Cole. He will hand off to Jordan Dill. Back out to Cole. Foster Cole now drives to the hoop, but lost it out of bounds. He was well guarded by Gavin Toby. And so Fort Recovery gets the ball back on the turnover. How many turnovers have we had for these two teams?
For Greenville, they have three this quarter. 19 for the ball game. Fort Recovery, only four.
For the whole game?
For the whole game.
That's not too shabby.
Not too bad. They had none in the second quarter, none here in the fourth quarter yet.
Toby Wendell on the left. There's a shot fired up and no good from the corner. Rebound comes down to Greenville. In there now for the Indians is, you know who 32 is?
32 is Ian Homan.
Oh, Ian Homan. He missed that shot. Here's a shot missed by Greenville. Gavin Toby got the rebound. Ian Hoban's had some nice JV games.
Yeah, I think 18, one of the games last week. Getting to play some here in the varsity off the JV.
Ryan Post with the ball way out front. He'll drive to the hole, lays it up, and missed it. Rebound comes down to Clayton Pearson. Back out to Gavin Toby. Toby will fire it up and miss it. Rebound comes down to Greenville. Here come the Greenville Green Wave with a couple of minutes left, and there's a collision and traveling, and they're going to call traveling. Tyler Beike says, I cannot believe it.
20 turnovers now in Greenville. That's a tough one. Our Fletcher goes out. Going in is Austin Fitzgerald.
And Reed Haynes is not going to reappear.
It's possible, like you said, maybe he did play, was the JV player to play, but it's still very unusual to play JV and then start a varsity game.
Yeah, Greenville searching around for answers. So here's a drive to the hole by a post. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Greenville. Getting the board there for the Greenville Green Wave was Noah Walker. Tyler Beike with it now, being hawked by Kobe Wendell. Foul's going to be called on Kobe. He said he was leaning up against Tyler Beike.
No harm done. Team found number four. The number, actually, it's number eight. So we'll be 1-1.
And out of the game goes Clayton Pearson. See who came in there. Oh, Brian Benn came in. Brian Benn, who is a muscular guy.
6'4", sophomore.
Here's the free throw up in the air, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Gavin Toby of Fort Recovery. Toby goes all the way to the hole, lays it up and in. Gavin Toby makes it 65-22. Indians now lead by 43 points with 1:20 to go in the game.
Gavin has 6 points in his one quarter of action tonight.
Inside for Greenville. Shots fired up, no good, and a foul's called on Brian Benn. There's two big guys there, Austin Fitzgerald and Brian Benn.
Fitzgerald will have free throws.
He just got in the game. He'll have a chance to go on the scoreboard. The first one is no good off the front of the rim and to the right. Again, thanks to FortRecoveryRadio.com for having us on their side of the dial tonight. Got the second one. So Austin Fitzgerald gets 1 point, makes it 65-23.
A little easier game tonight than last weekend for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Indians are now just going to run the clock out here. Not take any shots, I would guess.
We will go to 5-3, Greenville to 0-9.
Oh, They do take a shot from the corner. Ian Holman hits a three. Ian Holman hits a three from the corner to make it 68-23.
45-point lead. I think that's the biggest tonight.
I believe it is. Ball is loose, picked up by Fort Recovery. Gavin Toby comes out with it. Behind the back dribble, lays it up and no good. Rebound Brian Benn, no good. And Greenville comes down with the ball. Bryce Schiltz came down with the rebound. Inside to Fitzgerald, hook shots up and no good. Rebound comes to Gavin Toby, and that's going to be it. The final score, Fort Recovery 68 and the Greenville Greenway 23. As predicted, a big win for Fort Recovery tonight. Again, Greenville's just really been struggling this year with their record now 0-9 on the season. This moves the Fort Recovery record to 5-3 on the year. We'll be back in a moment with the final stats for you. Hopefully we can get Coach to come up and talk with us. So hang around for that. We'll return right after this.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support those band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Justin Mango just about has all the stats ready to go here as the Indians win tonight 68-23. Peyton Judy led the team tonight with 20 points. Had a little slow start this evening, but picked it up from there. And pretty well balanced, as you'll find out here when Justin gives you all the statistics of the game. Again, tomorrow we'll have the Fort Recovery Jay County girls games on the radio starting at 12 noon with the JV game and the varsity game to follow at 1:30. And also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Justin, over to you now in the final stats.
All right, first for Greenville, shooting first half 5 of 15, 33%. Second half 3 of 13 for 23%. So at the half, for the ball game, Greenville 8 of 28, 29% shooting. 0 of 6 on threes in the first half, 1 for 6 in the second, 1 of 12, 8% beyond the arc tonight. And on free throws, 1 of 4 in the first half and 5 of 12 in the second. Greenville tonight, 6 of 16, 38% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery first half, 11 of 20, 55%. Second half, 16 of 29 for 55%. So for the game, 27 of 49 for the Indians, 55% shooting. Three-pointers, 1 of 8 in the first half, 4 of 9 in the second, so 5 of 17, 29% on threes tonight. And free throws, 6 of 8 in the first half, only 3 of 8 in the second half. Fort Recovery tonight, 9 of 16, 56% free throws. Rebounding, 1 by Fort Recovery tonight, easily 34 to 18. And turnovers, Fort Recovery had 3 in the first quarter, none in the second, 1 in the third, and none in the fourth. 4 total turnovers for the Indians tonight. Greenville had 10 in the first half, 11 in the second. They had 21 turnovers tonight. Again, compared to only 4 for Fort Recovery. For Greenville, the scoring-wise, Jordan Dill led the way with 8 points. Tyler Beike had 6, 4 for Foster Cole, 2 each for Alex Fletcher and Noah Walker, and 1 for Austin Fitzgerald. Fort Recovery's Rob Sled led by Peyton Judy with 20 points, Grant Kanapke with 13, 10 for Derek Judy, 6 each for Davin Toby and Blaine Toby, 4 points for Noah Leonards, 3 for Clay Smith, 3 for Ian Holman, and 2 points for Clayton Kirsten, and 1 for Kobe Wendell. 17-8, the Fort Recovery lead after 1, 29-11 at the half, 52-21 after 3, and again the final, Fort Recovery 68 and Greenville 23. Indians improve on the season to 5-3. Greenville drops to 0-9.
Okay, and I think the team has been released from the locker room, so hopefully we'll be able to run the coach down here momentarily. We'll be back with more here from the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kopp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kopp Pharmacy, Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans and many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and I'm Rob Weaver again. Justin Mann going alongside. Mike Bayshore joins us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. First of all, Coach, I want the story on this basketball that's right up there. It's probably been there for 5 years.
I have no idea.
I thought maybe Peyton Judy shot it up there.
I'll look into that. I'll get you an answer next time. I will.
There's this basketball way up there on top of a camera.
It's like a camera. You're supposed to be able to film the game that way with a remote. I don't know how it works.
Okay. Maybe that's part of the design.
I guess.
Hey, congratulations. You were favored to win tonight, and you did just that. Came out and basically Greenville stayed with you for a little bit there in the first quarter, but after that it was pretty much all Fort Recovery.
Yeah, we did a nice job. They did a nice job on the Walker kid, their leading scorer. He only had 2 points. I mean, we face guarded him all night, so we did exactly what we were supposed to do there. The kids, Knappy and Pearson, who were on him all night long, did a really good job on him. I thought we played much better with more intensity in the second half. I thought we were just kind of coasting through some things in the first half. You know, we stepped out of the way of a few charges. That's why I took the one timeout. That really annoys me, and it's not something that we've been doing. We usually take a couple, 2-3 charges a game, and we stepped away from a few of them.
I could tell you were annoyed.
But, you know, so, I mean, it's hard. Greenville plays, it's like a... And I'm not poking fun at it. It's a rat race kind of style. They're all over the place. It's a hard, when you prepare for them for 2 days, it's a hard, you can't simulate what they do in practice. They have great ball pressure on us, you know. I thought we did a much better job, but we just spread them out and just tried to beat them off the dribble there in the late third, early fourth. So we did a really nice job with that. You know, I thought we didn't run the floor as well as I would have liked, but when you win by 45, what are you going to say?
And turnover-wise, boy, just a super night. Only 4 for the whole night.
That's good. Like I said, they threw some 1-2-2 at us that we don't usually see. And when, you know, with Derek being in foul trouble, so we had some different people handling the ball off top. Clayton Pearson did a fantastic job tonight. He's worked really hard all week in practice to get more minutes. So, like I said, the second half, I really enjoyed our intensity in the second half. Even when the JV kids got in, they didn't let up. You know, they were all doing good things. That's a credit to what Coach O and Coach Bob do with those kids when they have them. So, overall, we're happy. But, you know, next Friday, we're laying it all on the line with Minster. So, that's where our mind's at right now.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. We're looking forward to seeing that contest on Friday night. And I know you want to get even in the conference. That would be a big win.
Yeah, we've talked, you know, and I've talked with other coaches around the league. I think everybody thinks that 2 wins might be able to win it outright just the way everybody plays. But our schedule's about to get a lot tougher. And we've got to get ready. We've got to go to work. We'll enjoy this tonight, and that's it. Because, I mean, on my way home, I'll be thinking about what we're going to do to Minster. So,
okay. And of course, they've had a great year so far. So,
yeah,
it'll be a tough challenge.
Yeah, we owe them from last year, so we get them in our place this year. So, hopefully, you know, we competed well with them in the summer. I think we beat them a couple times. We played them in the summer. I mean, that doesn't really mean anything other than the mindset that our kids know that they can hang with them and play with them. So, we'll see what happens. You know, we got to figure out how we're going to guard the Schulte kid. But, I mean, I like our chances. You know, they didn't play as well against Walpock just like we did, about the same kind of score. So, we'll see what happens. I know they're going to be fired up. They'll probably have something that works for our kids, and we'll have to be ready for it.
Okay, Coach. Well, congratulations. Nice win tonight.
Thank you.
Mike Bayshore, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, as the Indians defeat the Greenville Green Wave tonight by a score of 68-23. In case some fans were late tuning in, Justin, why don't you just real quickly give the scoring for Fort Recovery in the varsity game and then recap that JV win real quickly.
Yeah, in the varsity game for the Indians, 20 for Peyton Judy, 13 for Grant Knapke, 10 for Derek Judy, 6 points for Blaine Toby, 6 points for Davin Toby, 4 for Noah Leonard, 3 for Clay Smith, 3 for Ian Homan, 2 for Clayton Pearson, and 1 for Kobe Wendell. Again, 68-23, the varsity final. 49-21, the JV win for Fort Recovery. Rally Will led the way with 10, 9 for Ian Homan, 6 points for Brian Benn, 5 points for Davin Toby, 4 each for Russell Gale, Regan Martin, and Kenny Judy. 3 points for Dylan Evers, and 2 points for Derek Lochtefeld and Ryan Post.
Just about everybody.
Pretty much. That played tonight, did score almost. Mason Weichs had 10 points to lead Greenville. Again, 49-21, the Fort Recovery win. JV is now 7-1.
Outstanding record for the junior varsity. And, of course, the varsity moves now to 5-3 on the year for the Indians as well. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep. Again, the girls play tomorrow night. Fort Recovery taking on Jay County here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Noon start for JV. We'll have both JV and varsity tomorrow afternoon.
Again, thanks to our studio producers, Lindsey Green, back at the radio station in Portland, and also for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Mr. Reese Rogers, and also Neil Spencer. That's going to wrap it up from the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Congratulations to the Indians. They did what they were supposed to do, and that has come away with a big win over the Greenville Green Wave. Final score again, 68-23. Good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.